A finance director and Patrick Commissioner has become the first candidate to declare in Glenfairbe ahead of the House of Keys by-election. It comes in the wake, obviously, of David Anderson's elevation to the Legislative Council. David Talbot is making a bid for the seat. He's lived with his wife in Dorby for the last 40 years. He's the founder of Connect a Charity in the island, chairman of the Western Housing Group, and chairs a working group seeking to establish a Manx credit union. He was a candidate in the general election in Michael in 2011. James Davis has been speaking with him.
I think there are a number of issues which are obvious in the community at the moment. And looking back through my political life, I would say that they've probably not changed a lot. Obviously, the issues with regard to the economy, sustainability, trust between government, central government, local authority and the general public at large. And there are various acts of Tim Ward I'd like to see brought forward. I think we're way too late with the Equality Act, Freedom of Information, and of course, as most people know, I'm keen to start a credit union on the Isle of Man. And there are other issues as well which need to be addressed, and I think that I can bring something to contribute to that conversation.
Well, what have you done since your attempt in 2011 when you stood in Michael? You'll have obviously kept you're still a commissioner, but you've kept a watching brief, have you?
Well, yes, commissioner work can be as involved as you want it to be honest with you, but I have been chair of the Municipal Association, so consequently you are meeting people in government, civil servants, members of the House of Keys and so on, and therefore you develop a relationship and you can see how things get done. And some of the bigger issues, such as the transfer of services, which is a hot issue at the moment, it means that you are conversing with the powers that be, and that's not in any way diminished my political aspirations. But as I say, my main aspiration was to get the credit union off the ground. But in the time being, I think I can contribute to what's going on nationally.
Well, what does the island need right now? And are we talking, if you were elected here, would you be looking at the long-term haul, or would you just be looking at a brief tenure until next year's general election?
Well, essentially, yes, if you come into politics, you're in it for the long haul, and I've been in it since 2008. But essentially, I think this is rather a nice period we're going into, where this marks the end of Glenfairbe as a constituency in its own right. So I think that's a real privilege to have the opportunity of serving the people of Glenfairbe during this time. And of course, when we merge with Peel in the future, that's a whole different ballgame. So we've got 12 months to think on that. But politically, yes, you've got to be thinking about the future.
In terms of the main challenges for the Isle of Man, what do you believe you can offer?
The main challenges are the economy and getting that right. But I think there are some other interesting things as well. I mean, take the subject of shopping, for example, which might seem a fairly innocuous subject, but we've got to settle on where we want our shopping to go in the future. We've got Section 5 in the planning, which makes it very unclear as to where the shopping line comes between the high street and out of town. Now, we've accommodated out of town in the past because we want to give people on the island an opportunity to have the same experience as people across. But it has led to some anomalies, and I think we need to get that sorted out properly once and for all. And people need to engage with that process and say, where do we want to do our shopping? Do we want the high street to continue, or do we want to allow further investment out of town to give a bigger shopping experience? And we've sort of pussyfooted around with this, and what's happened is, of course, that things have leaked out at the side and the out of town has gradually grown. But I think we need to encourage further investment either in the high street or in the out of town, and I think tightening up a Section 5 would be a great help. And also, what would run on into that same subject, of course, is the issue of rates.
You talk about the West there. Why Glenfairbe? Why not Michael again potentially next year?
Well, in terms of standing for the Keys, it's a wonderful opportunity to actually stand in a place where I live. I don't discount one little bit my time that I spent in Michael. It was a wonderful learning experience. I made some wonderful friends. Yes, I'm looking forward to standing in Glenfairbe, and I still value all the friendships that I made whilst I was 4 to 5 months in Michael.
David Talbot, who will be standing in that by-election in Glenfairbe.